Junk bond ETFs. The bar to entry for junk bond ETFs is lower than typical bond buying because investors don't have to buy individual bonds, and the investments that comprise multiple underlying assets are, broadly speaking, more stable and require less research time than individual stocks or bonds. High-yield ETFs are basically index products, so you're looking to capture the entire return of the entire high-yield market, Boyd says. You get issuer diversification, creditworthiness diversification. You also get the benefits of sector diversification, says Todd Rosenbluth, head of ETF and mutual fund research at research firm CFRA. There are hundreds upon hundreds of issuers. You spread the risk around because defaults do happen. But the experts are quick to point out that this benefit is only in comparison to holding individual junk bonds. Don't lose sight of the fact that those assets offer higher yields because they are riskier, even though ETFs supposedly spread the risk out more broadly, says David Trainer, chief executive of investment research firm New Constructs. Don't assume that just because it's an ETF, it's safe. People thought diversification would protect them in mortgage-backed securities, Trainer says. That didn't turn out well for investors in 2008, he points out. And in a recessionary environment awash in cheap money, troubled companies can collapse under the weight of their debts. And using diversification as a hedge against default is limited by the way these funds are composed, says Peter Essley, head of portfolio management for Commonwealth Financial Network. Like stock ETFs, these funds are market-weighted, which means investors have the greatest exposure to the companies that are borrowing the most. That's not generally a good thing if you're more and more exposed to the company that's issuing more and more debt, he says. If a company has to keep issuing debt just to meet ordinary financial obligations, that's a red flag.